Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, I'm Michaela Clark with the news at 5 o'clock. Coming up in this bulletin, the GSOC investigation into the death of Rebecca Brown in Buncrana in May has been redesignated. The Taoiseach is being urged to once and for all listen to the concerns of the thousands of homeowners affected by defective blocks. A Donegal deputy has warned that further delays to the A5 will cost more lives and continue to negatively impact the development of the North West. And a man has been sentenced to at least 18 years in prison after dousing his wife in petrol and setting her on fire while she was trapped in a car in County Derry. Those stories to follow in full plus more, and we'll have the latest in sport with Jordan McDade. First in news this evening, the GSOC investigation into the death of Rebecca Brown in Buncrana in May has been redesignated. The 21-year-old from Derry died after being struck by a Garda car in the early hours of Sunday, May the 21st. Shauna Regan reports.
In a statement issued today by Madden and Finucane solicitors, it was confirmed that the death of Rebecca Brown will now be investigated under Section 98 of the Garda Síochána Act 2005 following a review of evidence. It'll investigate as to whether the actions of An Garda Síochána amount to criminal in nature. Solicitor for the family, Conor Moylan of Madden and Finucane, says the family had concerns surrounding the tragedy from the outset and want the circumstances to be investigated rigorously. Rebecca's mother, Rachel Lynn Smith, meanwhile, has welcomed the redesignation of the investigation and says they're eager to find out what occurred on the night of Rebecca's death. She says her daughter is missed dearly and can only hope that justice will be served.
RTE's chief financial officer has disputed the suggestion there are three barter accounts at the broadcaster. Instead, Richard Collins says the deal is with three companies which all feed into one pot, rejecting suggestions he misled the Oireachtas last week. Committee members have described the account as a slush fund used to finance a Celtic Tiger splurging, highlighting €5,000 spent on flip-flops in particular. RTE's commercial director, Geraldine O'Leary, has defended the use of the accounts as part of doing business, while Chief Financial Officer Richard Collins was challenged about how many accounts there are.
There's three companies feeding into that barter account, but what I look at is a consolidated view there. So, for instance, if someone was to ask you what your weekly shopping bill is, you know, and you said it's €200, you wouldn't respond to them and say, look, my weekly shopping bill is €70 with Dunnes, €70 with Supervalue, €60 with Lidl. You would say your weekly shopping bill
is €200. So you stand over the answer you provided last week.
So I'm saying that there is one barter account.
Interim Deputy Director General Adrian Lynch, meanwhile, has apologised for the actions of the board.
We'd also like to put on the record to the members of this committee our profound regret that as an executive board, the standards of governance on a number of issues was far lower than required. We extend our apology to the public, to our staff and stakeholders and partners, and to you as public representatives, that our standards of transparency and professionalism fell short of what they should have been expected of us.
The Taoiseach is being urged to once and for all listen to the concerns of the thousands of homeowners affected by defective blocks. The enhanced grant scheme is now in effect, but the fear remains that many of those impacted by the crisis will still be left behind. Homeowner representatives are due to appear before the Housing Committee next week. In responding to Donegal Deputy Pearse Doherty in the Dáil today, Leo Varadkar says the government's priority now is to get the scheme up and running.
Taoiseach, your government has finally commenced the revised scheme for the many victims of the defective block scandal. And this time last year, the affected homeowners told you that the legislation underpinning this scheme was seriously deficient and that many families would be left behind as a result. You didn't listen. We in Sinn Féin at the time, and indeed across the opposition, submitted 80 amendments on behalf of homeowners, and your government rejected every single one of them, pleading at the time that this was urgent, that we needed to move on, that we had no time to consider these amendments. But here we are, 1 year on, another year wasted for these devastated families. Taoiseach, next Thursday, the homeowners' representatives from Donegal, Mayo and Clare will be before the Housing Committee. They will spell out the changes that need to be made to this legislation and to the scheme. So can I ask you, will you finally listen to them and act on their demands for justice and fairness?
I understand the impact that Mike is having on people in Donegal. It's not just on their homes, it's on their families and on their mental health. I've visited many times, met with groups, been in the houses. And the main thing we want to see now from government is to have this new scheme up and running. There will always be people who have suggestions as to how it can be changed, how it can be improved, and we're not going to dismiss them. But the most important thing now is to have this scheme up and running. It's been going on for far too long. I know you'll agree with that too. And I want to see not dozens, but hundreds of houses under repair and under reconstruction next year. And that's what we expect to see. We want this scheme up and running. We want to see repairs, demolitions, restorations, rebuilding happening as soon as possible.
A man has been sentenced to at least 18 years in prison after dousing his wife in petrol and setting her on fire while she was trapped in a car. 61-year-old Thomas Rainey, old of Quarry Road in Knocklockrim, County Derry, pleaded guilty to the murder in October 2021. Katrina Rainey was a mother of six. Detective Inspector Hazel Miller spoke outside Belfast Crown Court after the sentencing.
Katrina, who was a 53-year-old, was a loving and a very, very caring mother. And her children and the family circle have experienced unimaginable grief and anguish. They are still trying to come to terms in losing a loved one in such horrific circumstances.
A Donegal deputy has warned that further delays to the A5 will cost more lives and continue to negatively impact the development of the North West. In supporting a Sinn Féin motion in the Dáil last evening, calling for government to reinstate its 50% funding commitment for the A5, Donegal deputy Thomas Pringle says road safety must be a priority. The motion was not opposed by government. Deputy Pringle says works need to commence immediately.
The A5 route is extremely important infrastructure linking the north and south of our country. It is a major route for those living and working in border counties such as Donegal and across the North West. Unfortunately, people of the North West cannot rely on public transport to travel because of the area so badly connected. Yet we are forced to travel because of the lack of facilities in the area. The government needs to take action and needs to support the actions required to bring about an end to a process that is now 15 and a half years long. Work on the new A5 needs to begin as soon as possible. Further delays to the project will only cost more lives and it will continue to have a negative impact on the development of the North West.
Donegal Deputy Padraig McLaughlin has also stressed that momentum must be maintained around the TEN-T project in Donegal, which will link up with the A5.
I also want to talk about the projects in Donegal, Minister. The TEN-T project, the road and route improvement project, because they've faced delays too. Ballybuffet Stranorla Bypass, delayed for years. The Letterkenny Relief Road, delayed for years. You have a situation where you have logjam, particularly in Letterkenny, but also in Ballybuffet and Stranorla, because of the failure to deliver roads projects, because the systems in place have failed our people. But there's finally momentum there too. This TEN-T project has been well led by the National Road Design Office. And of course, they want to connect Letterkenny through a dual carriageway through Manor Cunningham into Lifford. So it's all about making sure that we have the full benefit of the A5 when it happens for the people of Donegal with the TEN-T improvement project and also, of course, for Monaghan and Meath and Louth and Cavan in terms of the N2 and all the related roads connecting. Our people deserve equality of access.
Well, Minister Jack Chambers agreed that important work is being done and pledged the government will continue to support it.
Donegal County Council has been developing a significant programme of strategic road improvement projects. This programme has benefited from CEF funding from the European Commission, with co-funding being provided through the Department of Transport. The programme will see improvements around Ballybuffet, Letterkenny to Manor Cunningham, and importantly Manor Cunningham to Lifford, which of course links in directly with the A5. And I expect to see these projects progress to planning by the end of the year, which would be very welcome and I think a significant step forward for all of the communities involved.
The Finance Minister says he thinks the government has struck the right balance with this year's budget figures. The Cabinet yesterday signed off on plans to increase core public spending by 6.1% to €91.2 billion in the autumn. That's despite warnings not to exceed a 5% spending increase or risk overheating the economy. However, Minister Michael McGrath says the government has a responsibility to help those struggling with the cost of living.
There's a modest expansion of the level of expenditure growth, which I think is absolutely warranted given the inflationary environment that is there at the moment. But we are moving back towards 5% spending. We're making progress in that respect compared to where we were last year in the summer economic statement and indeed where we were in the budget.
The Inishowen Municipal District has been told that Donegal County Council could be doing some more work to ease the flood risk in Burnfoot. A long-term scheme is planned, consisting of 400 metres of flood wall and 890 metres of embankment along the Burnfoot River, with an average defence height of 1.1 metre above ground level. These defences will be designed to provide direct protection to properties at risk of flooding in Burnfoot. It's also planned to replace the R238 bridge with a new single-span bridge that will improve the flow of floodwaters. Councillor Paul Canning told the meeting that it will take years to finish this work, but he believes the council could now be doing some emergency works.
The subject was brought up about the Burnfoot Flood Relief Scheme, but at the stage they are at now, the Environmental Impact Assessment Report and the Natura Impact Statement has already been done. So that was holding up the whole process of the flood relief. So I'm asking now that Donegal County Council goes in and does a temporary measure that allows a wee bit of safeguarding for those people in Burnfoot. We weren't allowed to touch the ground because of these assessments. You can't go on near ground until the assessments are done. The assessments are now done. The reporting is done. It's now at a stage where it has to go for planning. I'm asking that we go on as an emergency temporary measure to put in an embankment, and that embankment can be changed after planning has been granted, if need be, for the bigger project.
Is there a risk that if the council were to go in there and do a temporary job now, we could see happen what we see happening so often with schools where a prefab goes up, the department then says, oh, you have it sorted, we can put this long-term project on the long finger?
No, the situation in relation to the temporary measure, it would be only helping about maybe 10, 20 houses. The rest of the village would still be under pressure. So they would have to do the bigger project to safeguard against the complete village of Burnfoot. But the immediate impact affects them houses that are just adjacent to the river. So if we could go on and sort those out for those people, it would put their minds at ease.
Be prepared for training and match day with kit and other essentials from all the top names at Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, sponsors of Sport on Highland. See michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's time now for all the latest in sport with Jordan McDade.
We start with soccer. Ruaidh Higgins has held talks with English League One club Barnsley about their vacant managerial position. The Derry City manager is understood to be among the leading candidates for the job. Barnsley are hopeful of having a new man in place by the time of their next pre-season friendly on Saturday. Higgins won the FA Cup and guided his team to second place in the Premier Division, while they're currently third this season. The Candy Stripes host Sligo on Friday night. Some transfer news now, as the Republic of Ireland international Enda Stevens has signed a one-year deal at Stoke City. The fullback has been released by Sheffield United at the end of the season. In the Premier League, Mason Mount has been confirmed as Manchester United's first signing of the summer. United will pay an initial €63 million for Mount. Elsewhere, Arsenal have reported to agree a deal with Ajax to sign fullback Jurrien Timber. The 22-year-old will cost an initial €40 million with further €5 million in potential add-ons. Republic of Ireland international Katie McCabe has given her back into manager Vieira Pau. A report published by The Athletic contained anonymous allegations of abusive behaviour from Pau's former Houston Dash players. McCabe admits Pau's management style has caused clashes within the Ireland camp, but none too serious.
Of course, Vieira has a style of management that we're used to now over the last 2 years. It's something we've worked together. We've argued with each other, of course. Like, you're never going to get on 100% with your manager at times. She pushes me and I push her. So in my opinion, and from my personal relationship with her, of course, yeah, we've clashed many a times, but we're always professional enough to make sure we are fully focused for the team. And we know both of our hearts are in the right place in terms of wanting what's best for the Ireland women's national team.
In tennis, women's top seed Iga Swiatek has eased into her third round at Wimbledon following a 6-2-6 love win over Sarah Sorbelez-Tormo. Also in the third round is 11th seed Daria Castina following her straight sets wins over Jordi Barrage. Sloane Stephens and Danielle Collins were both straight set victors in their delayed first round matches. Men's third seed Daniel Medvedev defeated Arthur Ferry in straight sets in their first round contest. Still to come, Novak Djokovic will play Jordan Thompson of Australia in round two. to cycling now, as Jai Hindley has taken the overall leader's yellow jersey following victory on today's fifth stage of the Tour de France. The Bora Hansgrohe rider came home 32 seconds ahead of Julio Cesone. Finally, in rugby, Guy Easterby has been appointed Leinster's first ever chief operating officer. The former Ireland international switches from his previous position as head of rugby operations. Easterby's new job will include overseeing the province's strategic growth over the coming years. That's your sport, back again during the morning news.
Thanks, Jordan. And we're turning to some news. The families of two young men who died on the Greek island of Eos last weekend are waiting for postmortems to be completed before making arrangements to bring them home. Police on the island are treating the deaths of Andrew O'Donnell and Max Wall as separate incidents. The former students of St Michael's College in Dublin were with a group of friends celebrating the end of their Leaving Cert exams when tragedy struck. Athens correspondent with the Guardian, Helena Smith, says there were highly emotional scenes at Eos Port yesterday as the boys' bodies were taken to the Greek mainland.
Hundreds upon hundreds of young Irish, often very teary, teenagers lined the route to say a final farewell. And people I spoke to who were in attendance there, including locals, described it as incredibly moving. Nobody moved until the ferry carrying these coffins literally disappeared into the far distance over the horizon.
Police in Derry are investigating what they're treating as a sectarian hate crime in the city. It's after wreaths were taken from the Diamond War Memorial in the city in the early hours of this morning. The memorial is dedicated to those who died while in military service during World War One. The theft occurred shortly before 2:30 a.m. Police are appealing to anyone who witnessed anything suspicious in the Diamond area around that time or who knows where the wreaths were taken to contact them. The Enterprise Minister says geopolitical uncertainty is one of the reasons our economy is performing so well. New figures from the IDA show 139 foreign direct investments were secured in the first half of this year, almost half in regional locations. It follows record levels of investment last year. Minister Simon Coveney claims uncertainty on the international stage has worked in Ireland's favour.
Ironically, actually, the more tension there is globally in terms of geopolitics, and the more uncertainty there is in terms of supply chains, the more attractive Ireland looks as a safe destination where you get a lot of policy certainty and you get really good, skilled people. And I think that's part of the reason why we've seen such growth last year and again this year.
The Justice Minister has announced plans to modernise Ireland's international protection system. Announcing the move, Helen McEntee says they are designed to ensure those who need help get it, while also upholding the integrity of the system. A new target of 1,100 first instance decisions per month by spring next year has been set. Increased staffing, reforms to the application, interview and decision-making process form part of the new approach. A Donegal group is to share in a €290,000 funding package under the Peatlands Community Engagement Scheme. Projects approved this year include more than €33,000 for Cardin na Errigal for educational programmes to be delivered in conjunction with Glenveagh National Park Education Centre. Announcing the funding, which has been operating since 2018, Minister Malcolm Noonan praised the work that local communities and volunteers do, calling them custodians of our natural heritage. And finally, the official launch of the Sperrin Sculpture Trail took place this week with the unveiling of three giant art pieces which have been created in honour of the geology, archaeology and heritage of the mountain range. Lucy Peoples has more.
The Sperrin Sculpture Trail consists of a trio of giants made from European oak and natural preservatives. Located at Crana, Mullacarn and Deva Forest, the aim of the project is to drive local tourism and to promote the popular area. The trail was designed and constructed by Copenhagen-based artist Thomas Damble. The project will cost almost £1.9 million sterling to deliver. The tourism project is delivered by councils in Derry City and Strabane District in partnership with councils in Fermanagh, Oma District and Mid Ulster District. Although the sculptures are considered to be individual tourist attractions, they are linked by one story so that visitors will be enticed to visit the other pieces, which will enhance the experience of the trail.
Weather now, scattered showers this evening and blustery westerly winds. Becoming mainly dry early tonight as showers die away with lowest temperatures of 11 to 13 degrees. The closing headlines this evening: the GSOC investigation into the death of Rebecca Brown in Bunkrana in May has been redesignated. The 21-year-old from Derry died after being struck by a Garda car in the early hours of Sunday, May the 21st. The Taoiseach is being urged to once and for all listen to the concerns of the thousands of homeowners affected by defective blocks. The enhanced grant scheme is now in effect, but the fear remains that many of those impacted by the crisis will still be left behind. A man has been sentenced to at least 18 years in prison after dousing his wife in petrol and setting her on fire while she was trapped in a car. 61-year-old Thomas Rainey of Quarry Road in Knocklockrim, County Derry, pleaded guilty to the murder in October 2021. And a Donegal deputy has warned that further delays to the A5 will cost more lives and continue to negatively impact the development of the North West. In supporting a Sinn Féin motion in the Dáil last evening calling for government to reinstate its 50% funding commitment for the A5, Donegal deputy Thomas Pringle says road safety must be a priority. That's all from Highland Radio News for now. You can listen back to a podcast of our main evening news on our website, highlandradio.com. We'll be back with an update again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notice says for this Wednesday evening, July the 5th. The death has taken place of Tom Clark, formerly of St Colmkill Village, Boharna, Clonmany and Chorley, England. His remains will repose at the St Colmkill Village Oratory from 5 o'clock until 9 o'clock tomorrow. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30, going to St Mary's Church, Clonmany for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to St Colmkill Village and Bunkrana Nursing Unit, care of any family member or Comsgate funeral directors. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of John McElhill, 17 Spear Home Road, Killeater, Castlederg, reposing at the family home. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30 for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock in St Patrick's Church, Ahiarn, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Marie Curie Cancer Care, care of any family member. Family time, please, from 10 o'clock until 12 noon and on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Liam Matthew Kelly of Dublin, New Hampshire, USA, and formerly of 82 Lower Main Street, Letterkenny. Visitation will be held on Friday morning from 10 o'clock until 11 o'clock at Divine Mercy Parish, 12 Church Street, Peterborough, New Hampshire. Mass of Christian burial will be celebrated at 11 o'clock. A private burial will be held at a later time. Donations in lieu of flowers to the John J. Burns Library at Boston College or the Missionary Society of St. Columban. The death has occurred of Michael Van Dessel, Fawn, County Donegal and formerly of Dundalk, County Louth. Family flowers only, please. House private. Michael will be waked in McLaughlin and McLaughlin Funeral Directors, Bunkrana, this evening until 7 o'clock. A mass to celebrate Michael's life will take place tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock in St Mary's Oratory, Bunkrana. The death has taken place of John Brennan, Leenan, Urs Clonmany. His remains are reposing at his home. Funeral leaving from there tomorrow morning at 10:30, going to St Michael's Church, Urris, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desire to Ornalai, care of any family member or Comsgate funeral directors. House private, please. Funeral mass can be viewed live on churchservices.tv. And the death has occurred of Marilyn Patton, née Sweeney, Kiltown, Killigordon. Remains are reposing at her late residence. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 10:20 for Requiem Mass in St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining churchyard. The Requiem Mass will be streamed live on the St Patrick's Church, Crossroads, Killigordon YouTube channel. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice Letterkenny, either directly or care of any family member. Family time from 10 o'clock tonight and before the funeral tomorrow. For more details, including any family health guidelines for wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.